Hello?
Jacob?
Amy?
Yes. Okay. So I actually, we pushed the billing out until the 30th. Okay?
Okay.
So that's an additional 15 days on the account. Okay? And then it's dropped to the 249. Now, what had happened is when you turned in that PIN code, for some reason, Google suspended your listing. It got reinstated yesterday. That's the reason that you haven't been able to see your Google Business profile yet. Now, what I've done is I've gone ahead and I've put everything in, all the changes that you need and that you want and that need to happen into the revisions team, and they're going to make those changes. The client support specialist that I'm speaking with and that I'm very close with, she let me know in her experience when a situation like yours has happened, it's reinstated, so you're good to go, but it takes about 3-4 days before you're going to be able to see it. So you just keep checking for the Google Business profile. If it's not there in 3 days, you give me a, if it's not there by Friday, you give me a call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, can you tell me why it was suspended?
There's no specific reason. I think that what happens is they said that what's been happening is some of these accounts, when they're being submitted, when they're brand new businesses and there's not a lot of information out there about them, that they're suspending them. It's not just you. So it was suspended for just a few days, and then they reinstated it once we resubmitted all the paperwork and said, hey, listen, no, this is everything that we have. This is a valid real business. They went ahead and reinstated it. It's nothing that you did or didn't do. And it's really, truly 100% on Google themselves. So we were able to get that squared away and get it reinstated, and it has caused you grief, quite obviously, and that's why my boss decided to give you an additional week on top of the first week that I promised you. That's why he gave you the 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, I get that. I've been told, because I came from another plumbing company. I came from a guy that started his own plumbing company. He ended up buying Mr. Reuter.
Mm-hmm.
Out here in Chattanooga,
mm-hmm.
Years later. But when he first started his first company called Service Monster, he was telling me how he had all these issues and everything. Well, it turned out, and I don't know if it's true or not, but he says that big corporations and big places like that are pay Google off to do things like that.
Oh, no. Listen. What Google, they used to try to go move in, and what they would do is they would create multiple listings as like small businesses in multiple areas. Okay. But Google put a stop to that. So those big corporations, they're only allowed to list at the top in the Google ads. So they pay per click on those. They're not even allowed to list in the local listing anymore. Google put a stop to that a while back, but they did. It is something that was a problem. A while back. That happened to him a while back, huh?
Yeah, he was just telling me about it. And I mean, that's not the first time I've heard about it. Either.
Right.
I mean, like,
for sure.
I've also heard that, you know, like, I mean, if you've ever played, it's like Monopoly. The whole world is like Monopoly.
Right. Right. I understand you're frustrated. You've been many days without a job, and that can be detrimental and very, very frustrating. I understand.
I would like to not start another company. It will be another plumbing service, but I would like to list it under another name and stuff to where it's like, you know, you got 3 green marbles and 2 red marbles, you know, you're more likely to pull out a green marble. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I've got 2 different listings for 2 different companies that I own, then I've got, you know, that much more likely of a chance to be getting
called. You've got more real estate on the first page, absolutely. But there is still a couple more marbles in this gun too, for Perfect Service. So you have the option to do that, absolutely. But you have to have a completely separate business address in order to verify and send that PIN code back out to you. Okay?
Really?
Yes. You can't verify 2 businesses at one spot. Google will not allow it.
Hmm.
They'll suspend both listings. So,
well, I tried making a Google one a long time ago, and they suspended it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I never even tried again.
Good. because Google's cracked down. Google has cracked down because of things that people have done that have not been on the up and up. But you have business license and insurance, right?
I've got business license.
Okay. Once you get insurance for your company, once you get general liability insurance, you qualify for Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that? Have you seen it on Google? Up at the very, very top of the page. If you go on Google and you do an incognito search for plumbers in your area, you're going to see about 3 to 5, and then there's a drop down below that that says Google Guaranteed next to their listing. There's special qualifications to be considered a Google Guaranteed service provider, and the first two of those is that you have to have business license and insurance, general liability insurance for the business. That position it is an exact pay per lead. Those leads go to no one else but you. Google guarantees your company an additional $2,000. They partner with your company an additional and guarantee your work for up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance for customer peace of mind. Any solicitation, spam calls, anything that is not in a location you serve or an area that you service, then you are not charged for those leads. You know that the lead cost is set and locked in. Your lead cost is actually, once you get that insurance, is locked in at $29.33. You never pay one red cent over that. Okay? And those leads, the advantage to that pay-per-lead over Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, any of that stuff, you don't share these leads. And you don't chase the client down. The client chases you. Okay, what I mean by that is the client contacts you directly. You have a special call tracking number that loads on your phone that says Google Guaranteed client is calling you. So you know for a fact that it is a Google Guaranteed client. Okay?
Okay.
So if you want more real estate on the first page of Google, my suggestion to you is to go with a program like that as opposed to trying to create a different listing and come up with another address and all of that stuff that could, you know, if it's a real legit business that you're starting, cool, then absolutely. But if it's just something that you're doing to try to get more real estate and kind of funnel it back in through Perfect Service, I don't know that that's the best plan for your company.
Yeah, nothing's guaranteed. I was just...
It's true. It's true, but I'm just giving you my experience is all. You know what I mean? Because if you have, which we have companies that have multiple businesses in the same area, but we would have to verify like your mama's address or somebody else's address as to have that PIN code sent to. And it would have, you could even have multiple locations of the same business. It could be the same business name, but it has to be at a different location, which could and will help you as well. So there are other options.
Right, well, okay. Well, see, I'm still learning all this stuff too. Like I'm a really good plumber and I've been doing that for a little over 4 years now, and I am licensed. I got licensed and mm-hmm. I had all intentions of starting my own business. I've been working to do it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly did not know what I was getting into.
It's a nightmare a little bit, huh?
I'm constantly broke.
Oh, Jacob.
$15,000 in 1 week and still be broke.
Oh, Jacob, I'm so sorry.
Like, I mean, I'm still buying equipment and stuff too, though.
Yeah.
Mhm. But I mean, it's not like I'm got nothing to show for it. It's just that I ain't got $100,000
right
in my bank. You know.
But you just started this year.
I know that. But
okay, be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You got to be patient with yourself. I understand you are a go-getter and you are a high achiever, but be patient with yourself. You have a nice truck. You do have people saying positive things about you. As soon as we get that review link posted up, I want you to start getting people to leave you the 5-star reviews. That's gonna shoot you right through the roof. You get everybody you know to leave you a 5-star review.
I did just get that today.
Okay.
It says local splash brand reminder. Oh wait, no, I know. Local splash, Google review link, and it's got the link. So if you have questions, you know, call the number.
Right. That's for you to leave us a review. Your Google review link isn't up yet. So I've got them installing that, and I've sent all your revisions over. And then I'm going to keep an eye on your account here, and I'm going to make sure that everything gets revised and taken care of, and I'll be speaking with you in the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Jacob, and you call me directly if you have any more questions, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. This is your number exactly, right? I never had it saved. I'm going
to
save it.
Oh, here. I'm going to send it to you again. Hold on. Because it's the 877 number in there here, because this is just like when we dial out, it dials out on a random number.
This one dials every time. Like, this one comes in as Benton, a 225 number every time.
Okay.
Okay, now I got you. Well, I had your number in my messages. I just never saved it.
Okay. All right. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.